I'll read the scriptures.
这个今天稍微长一点啊。
Today the scripture is a little bit long.
是一个一段故事。
It's a story.
我们要从第六节念到三十四节。
We're going to read from verse 6 to 34 of chapter 16 of Acts.
我们起立好吗？
Let's arise.
我们分两边来念。
We're going to divide into two sections to read it.
不是 two sections, two groups.
Two groups.
对，我的左手边这边念第六节，右手边念第七节。
Okay, on my right hand side, my left side read the even verses. On my right hand side read the odd verses.
你可以用什么话语念都可以，广东话、潮州话、山东话都可以，就是念神的话。
You can read it in your own language.
好吧，我们请第六节，请这边先念。
Okay,
预备，来。
Six.
他们就经过吕。到加拉太一带地方，第七节，第八节，我们就越过美西亚，下到托勒亚去。有一个马其顿人站起来求他说：“请你过到马其顿来帮助我。”神召我们传福音给那里的人听，从特罗亚开船一直行到萨摩特拉，第二天到了尼亚波利。当安息日，我们出城门到了河边，知道那里有一个祷告的地方，我们就坐下对那聚会的妇女祷告。有一个紫色布匹的妇人名叫吕迪亚，是推雅推拉城的人，素来敬拜神。他听见了主就开导他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话，便求我们说：我们若以为我是真信主的，我是忠心事主的，请到我家里来住。于是强留我们。后来我们往那祷告的地方去，有一个使主，他被五鬼所附，父叫他主人大得财力。他一连多日这样喊叫，保罗就心中厌烦，转身对那鬼说：我奉耶稣基督的名吩咐你从他身上出来。那鬼当时就出来了。使女的主人们见得力的指望没有了，便揪住保罗和希拉，拉他们到市上去见首领，又带到官长面前说：这些人原是犹太人，竟骚扰我们的城。众人就一同起来攻击他们，官长吩咐剥了他们的衣裳，用棍打。主父禁足严谨看守，禁足领了这样的命，就把他们下在内监里，两脚上了木狗。约在半夜，保罗希拉祷告唱诗赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳听，大震动，甚至监牢的地基都摇动，监门立刻全开，众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。禁足一醒，看见监门全开，以为囚犯已经逃走，拔刀要自杀。保罗大声呼叫说：不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。禁足叫人拿灯来，就跳进去，战战兢兢的匍匐在保罗希拉面前，又领他们出来说：二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？他们说：当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。他们就把主的道讲给他和全家的人听，当夜就在那里。 他的人必时都受了洗。加去。
We conclude here.
我们就念到这里。
Okay, we stop here.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus.
求你教导我们当学的功课。
May you teach us the lesson you want us to learn.
你把宣教的策略教给我们。
May you give us your missionary strategies to us.
奉主的名求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank the Lord.
我们有这样的机会来读神的话。
We have this time to read the scripture.
神把我们从世界不同的地方召聚来这里。
The Lord brought us here from all different parts of the world.
但是我们是敬拜同一的真神。
But we worship one true living God.
今年的第一个主日开始。
From this first Sunday of this year.
我们开始讲这个使徒行传的第十三章。
We start to preach from Book of Acts, chapter 13.
就讲到安提阿教会在圣灵的带领下差派了第一对宣教师出去。
We see the first church, Church of Antioch sent its first missionaries.
去到小亚细亚传福音。
To Asia Minor to preach the gospel.
你们还记得主耶稣跟门徒讲说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必要得着能力，是不是？
To remember Jesus told the disciples before he ascended to the heavens, so that the Holy Spirit will come and fill you and to empower you to preach the gospel.
然后在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
And you'll be witnesses from Judea to Samaria to the ends of the earth.
从《使徒行传》第十三章开始
，From Acts 13,
我们就看到神的福音已经离开犹太，一到当时的地极。
So we see that the gospel left.From Judea to the ends of the earth.
就当时的地极
to the ends of the earth at that time.
在这个过程当中
through this process,
我们就看到圣灵的带领
we see the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
看到神的国在扩张
we see the expansion of God's kingdom.
各种各样人信耶稣啊
different kinds of people come to faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我今天站在这边讲到
As I stand here to preach,
我看到你们的脸,
I see your faces.
你们从不同的地方来,
you are from different places.
不同的文化来,
from different culture.
但是神的爱吸引你们,
but God's love attracted you.
保罗跟巴拿巴出去传福音也一样。
In the same way, Paul and Barnabas went out on their missionary journeys.
圣灵带领他们到不同的地方去。
The Holy Spirit lead them to different parts of the world to preach the gospel.
神的国度也到了那个地方。
As they go, the kingdom of God went to that place.
我们当中有些人呢，在英文部还要讲道的啊。
Among us, there are some brothers from the English congregation will be preaching.
你现在好好的听啊。
You listen carefully.
我就是在讲你要怎么样准备信息。
I want to tell you how to prepare the sermon.
我讲到《使徒行传》十三章开始，他在讲什么
？I tell you from Acts 13 what Paul is talking about.
后来你会发现。
Afterwards, you realize
那些宣教师出去传福音不是很容易的。
It wasn't easy for the missionaries to go on the mission trips.
是不是啊？从十三章开始不是很容易的。
It wasn't easy for them to be on the mission trips.
有很多的困难。
They had many difficulties.
有很多的反对。
Many oppositions.
很多的牺牲。
Many sacrifices.
我想这个也是激励我们。
And this inspires us.
也挑战我们。
Challenge us.
传福音不是那么容易的。
It's not easy to share the gospel.
当神来做工是很容易的。
But when God come and work with us, it's easy.
但是要有人付代价。
But some people had to pay the price.
那个人是谁呢？
And who's that person?
就是你啊。
It's you.
跟你旁边就是你啊。
Tell your neighbor, it's you.
我们要办那个联合的这个小组聚会。
We're going to have a joint cell group meeting outreach.
我们要邀请那些人来。
We want to invite our friends.
我们还有座谈会 panel discussion.
We're going to have a panel discussion.
都要花时间准备的。
We need time to prepare.
不是很容易的。
It's not going to be easy.
第一个，人家不一定来。
First one, people not necessary come.
来了，他觉得没兴趣。
When they come, they might not be interested.
但是我们要祷告。
But we need to pray.
我们看到保罗。
We saw Paul.
还有巴拿巴。
And Barnabas.
今天是保罗跟希拉。
Today is Paul and Silas.
他们到哪里？
Where they go,
那边就改变,
the place changed.
很兴奋的,
it was exciting.
所以 Scott 跟 Ricky,
so Scott and Ricky,
你们马上要讲到了，下礼拜就要讲了。
You'll be preaching in the next couple of weeks.
很兴奋的。
It's exciting.
因为你看到神的国来到那个地方。
Because you see God's kingdom come to that place.
我相信今天你们听完这信息以后。
I'm sure after you finish listening to the message.
你会很兴奋要传福音。
You'll be excited to share the good news.
一方面你知道很不容易。
On one hand, you know it's not going to be easy.
在另外一方面你知道很容易。
But on the other hand, you'll be easy.
你就让神做就很容易了。
If you let God do the work, it'll be easy.
我们先来看今天经文的背景。
Let's look at the background of the today's scripture.
上一次你们都听到了这个，就讲到《使徒行传》第十五章一到三十八。
Last time we studied Acts 15:1-35.
就是有些人从犹大来跟这些外邦的非犹太人基督说，你们一定要受割礼才能得救。
There were some men came down from Judea to Antioch and were teaching the brothers that unless you are circumcised according to the custom taught by Moses, you cannot be saved.
请问对不对啊?
Is that right?
绝对不对。
It's not right.
所以那些外邦的基督徒听了心里很难过。
So those Gentile Christians, when they heard about that, they were very, very disturbed.
因为我们信耶稣还不够，还要吃，要割礼才行。
It's saying that believing Jesus alone is not enough. We still need to be circumcised.
后来他们就开了个耶路撒冷大会。
So later on, they had the council at Jerusalem.
神在这个大会中掌权。
God was in control of this Jerusalem council.
他们就定了四条。
So they set four regulations.
就是说禁戒祭偶像的物和血，并勒死的牲畜和奸淫。
So the four regulation is to tell them to abstain from food polluted by idols, from sexual immorality,from the meat of strangled animals and from blood. They just abstain from those four things. It doesn't say that you have to be circumcised. So when the Gentile Christians heard this news, so they were very comforted and they were very encouraged. And the church grew.
后来过了不久，
Not long after that,
保罗和巴拿巴就要回到他们两个人讲说，我们回去看一看我们上次宣教那些地方，去兼顾弟兄姊妹们。
So Paul and Barnabas decided to go back to those churches they were in and to encourage them.
但是他们为了一个同工马可的问题，
But they conflicted over a fellow co-worker Mark.
因为马可上次跟保罗去宣教的时候，
Because in the past, Mark, when he went on the missionary journey with Paul, because Mark was very young, so when he was halfway, he was homesick. So he went home. So he sort of went home, abandoned the team. So Paul said, this person is not trustworthy, I'm not going to take him along. Barnabas said, let's give him another chance. So they have different perspective on this issue. So the missionary team become two teams. They split. So Paul took Silas and went on a different journey. So Barnabas took Mark and they went to Cyprus.
然后保罗跟希拉就来到了叙利亚基利加，兼顾许多的教会。
So Paul and Silas went through different cities and strengthened the churches.
他们去到那些地方的时候，
When it went to visit those churches,
他们就把耶路撒冷会议的决定告诉那边的外邦的信徒。
They share about the decision of the Jerusalem Council concerning those four regulations.
那些信徒很得安慰。
So those believers were very encouraged. They are so happy they don't have to be circumcised. They don't have to be a Jewish Christian. So now we come to today's scripture. We just read. Here tell very interestingly.
圣灵既然禁止他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过佛吕加、加拉太一带地方。到了美西亚的边界，他们想要往腓推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许，他们就越过美西亚下到特罗亚去。
So Paul and his Silas they traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia and had been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to.
这边讲到圣灵跟耶稣的灵都是讲同样的, 就是圣灵。
So the Spirit of Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit.
这边很奇特的一件事情。
Very interesting point here.
他们去传福音,
when they went to go and share the gospel,
我们以为想传福音了, 什么人都传了。
We thought, no, we just preach the gospel to anybody.
我们什么地方都去啊?
We can go to anywhere.
啊, 不对。
That's not right.
上帝有带领。
God has his leading.
仔细听我讲。
Listen to me carefully.
你待会看这一段经文,
as you look at this scripture,
上帝在一个城里面, 他都保留某一些人,
when God is in a certain city, he will reserve some people there.
所以圣灵就禁止他们在小亚细亚那里传福音。
So the Spirit of God, Spirit Jesus prevent them from going to Asia Minor.
他们要往北走, 圣灵也禁止他们。
They want to go north, but the Spirit of God stopped them too.
你们有没有这样经历啊?
You ever have this type of experience?
你要做事情, 某一些事情看起来是很好的事情。
Sometimes you want to do something that seems pretty good.
但是神的灵不容许你。
But God's Spirit does not allow you to do that.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们的神是我们的神。
Our God is our God.
他是做老板的。
He is the boss.
你不能说我为了传福音, 我什么都可以做。
You cannot say that because I'll share the gospel, I can do anything I want.
不行啊,
you cannot do that.
你要问他,
you need to ask him.
因为这个非常重要,
this is very important.
很奇特的一件事情,
very interesting thing.
当保罗第一次宣教的时候,
and Paul's first missionary journey,
他是在小亚细亚传,
he was he went to Asia Minor.
神就容许他在那里,
and God allowed him to go there.
可是第二次的时候,
but on his second missionary journey,
神就叫他不要在那里,
God told him not to go there.
神要叫他往西边走,
God wanted him to go westward.
所以他们就到了特罗亚,
so they went to Troas.
很奇妙的一件事情,
very interesting thing happened.
当神不要让他们在那传的时候,
when God doesn't want them to go to Asia Minor,
那天晚上,
and that night,
保罗就有一个异象,
Paul had a vision.
什么异象呢?
What vision did he receive?
就是神把一个 picture 给他, 一个图像给他。
God given him a picture.
我就问大家, 你刚才念那个图像里面是怎么样?
So what was that picture from the scripture you just read?
是怎么回事?
What happened?
你们有没有念啊? 有一个马其顿的人, 站着跟他说, 请你们到我这里来帮助我们。
A Macedonian man stand up and beg them to come to Macedonia.
我觉得很有意思。
It's very interesting.
因为这个马其顿的人呢, 他是站着的。
This Macedonian man was standing.
表示说他不能再等了。
That means that he cannot wait any longer.
然后他说, 请你们过来帮助我们。
He begged them to please come and help us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
神有带领是不是?
God leads.
你如果真正的仰望神,
if you truly seek the Lord,
你求告, 祂会禁止你, 祂会带领你,
he will stop you and he will tell you which way to go.
Amen.
Amen.
这是好消息啊,
this is good news.
你不用担心啊,
you don't need to worry.
但是你要专心仰赖他,
but you had to trust him in all your ways.
我们当中很多人都在等候神很多事情。
Many of us are waiting upon God for many things.
我们不知道是要向左还向右。
We don't know whether to go to the right or left.
我们感谢主,
but we praise the Lord.
我们的神会讲话。
Our God speaks.
所以他们就立刻就到这个马其顿那边去。
So they immediately sailed toward Macedonia.
他从特罗亚开船,经过萨摩特拉,经过尼亚波利,就来到菲律宾。
So from Troas, they put out to sea and sailed through Samothrace and the next day on to Neapolis. And from there, they traveled to Philippi. We thank the Lord. Paul and Silas gave us an example. Once they know God's will, they obey immediately. This is very important. Some people know God's will, but they had to wait 3 years. So not too much results. Also, we see from this section of the scripture. Okay, Pastor wants his outline on the screen.
找哎，哦，这个先把第一点、第二点让他们看一看。
Enlarge it,
please. 我们现在到第三点。
Okay, we are on the third point.
就是他们在腓立比所结出的果子，吕底家的家人。
So we want to see the first fruit in Philippi, Lydia and her family.
我们就会发现神带领很奇妙。
We can see God leads in mysterious way.
神就带领他们到腓立比去了。
God led them to Philippi.
腓立比啊，是在尼亚波利北方十英里的一个地方的一个城市。
Philippi is about 11 miles north of
就念那个尼亚波利。
Neapolis.
尼亚波利就是一个海港。
Neapolis is a port city.
但是腓立比是一个大的商业城。
But Philippi is a big commercial center.
就像来中国的话，就是天津是一个海港。
Just like Tianjin is a port city.
然后北京是一个很大的城市。
And Beijing nearby is a big city.
所以他们就到了腓立比。
So they went to Philippi.
腓立比是一个很重要的城市。
Philippi is a very important city.
它在公元42年成为罗马的殖民地。
42 BC, Philippi became a Roman colony.
而且这个城市直属罗马的皇帝。
So this colony is under the sovereignty of the Roman emperor.
只有罗马皇帝可以管它。
Only the Roman emperor can rule over them.
就像中国大陆的中央直辖市，是不是？重庆啊。Just like in China, those are cities directly supervised by the central government, like Chongqing, Shanghai, right? 所以这个城市是很重要的。
So this was a very important city.
那个马其顿省的省长都不能管它。
So the Macedonian governor cannot really rule over them.
这个城市有什么有名呢？
What is this city famous for?
它的农业很有名。
It's famous for its agriculture.
很多的出产。
Many productions.
还有它的位置是海路跟陆路的商业的一个重要的位置。
So it's a very important commercial center for land and sea commerce.
还有这个腓立比那边有金矿啊。
Also, there's gold mine in Philippi.
而且很有名的金矿。
Very famous gold mines.
还有那边有一个。医学院。
Also, there is a famous medical school there.
在那里，他们训练的医生就在当时的世界都有。
So they train many medical doctors and send them all over the place.
所以这是一个很重要的城市。
So this was a very important city.
根据犹太人的律法。
According to Jewish law.
如果在一个城市里面。
In a city.
如果要成立一个会堂。
To establish a synagogue.
必须要有十个男人。参加那个聚会，按时参加聚会，才能成立一个会堂。
So to have a synagogue established, the requirements they need to have 10 male head of households in order to form a synagogue.
而且要按时的参加。
And they need to regularly attend.
所以我们这个中文部要加油啊。
So Mandarin congregation need to.
有更多的男的要来参加。
We need to have more men in our English Mandarin congregation.
因为按照犹太人的规矩。
Because according to Jewish law.
如果没有十个男的按时聚会，就不是会堂。
You don't have 10 male head of household regularly attend service. You cannot be a church, a synagogue.
这就是为什么保罗跟希拉到了腓立比的时候。他们到河边的祷告会。
So this is why Paul and Silas, when they arrived in Philippi, they went to a place of prayer by the river.
因为犹太的律法说，如果你不能成立会堂。
Because according to Jewish law, if you don't have if you don't meet the requirement of establishing a synagogue,
你必须要到室外去。
You need to go outdoor.
必须在有蓝天，这上面有天的，这没有屋顶的地方去聚会。
You can go and meet outdoor.
那你可以在河边。
You can meet along the riverside.
或者海边。
Or seaside.
你可以有祷告会。
You can have prayer meeting.
你可以读读圣经。
You can read your Bible.
但是不是 Bible, the Old Testament.
You can read the Old Testament.
The Law and the Prophet. 但是你这个不是一个正式的会堂。
But this is not a regular synagogue.
所以保罗跟希拉他们很懂这个。
So Paul and Silas really understand this.
他们到了腓立比。
So when they went to Philippi,
他问一问。
They asked, there's no synagogue here.
他们就到河边。
So they went to the riverside.
就看到这些妇女在那边读这个 摩西五经在读这个先知的书。
So they saw a group of women reading the laws and the prophets.
然后那个保罗就跟他分享。
So Paul shared with them.
因为他们这样的聚集常常有很多这种游行的 traveling 的这些拉比来教他们的课。
So they are traveling rabbi will come to this place of worship and teach the woman.
所以就在他们这样聚集的时候当中有一个人请问他叫什么名字
So in this gathering there was a woman and what's her name? Lydia.
Lydia. 那 Lydia 是做什么的
And what does she do? What's her profession? She was a businesswoman.
什么 business?
What's her business about?
她是卖紫色布匹的。
She was a dealer in purple cloth.
我们当中有多少 businesswoman?
How many businesswomen here among us?
请举手。
Raise your hand.
做工的都是 businesswoman.
Everybody who works are businesswoman.
在家里也算吧，是 home business.
If you work in at home, you're home. You have home business.
当中有多少 businessman?
How many businessmen here?
George 举得好高。
George.
Scott 是不是 businessman 啊？
Yes, this guy is a businessman.
Hallelujah,
and Aaron too.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
很奇妙的一件事情
Very interesting thing.
当保罗到了一个最重要的城市
When Paul went to a very important city.
没有会堂
And there was no synagogue.
只有河边祷告会
Only a riverside prayer meeting.
他就到那边去
He went there.
神拣选了一个人
God chose a person.
叫做吕迪亚
And her name is Lydia.
她是从推雅推拉来的。
She came from the city of Thyatira.
她来到这个腓立比要来卖紫色的布。
She came to Philippi to sell her purple cloth.
她非常渴慕神。
She really seeked the Lord.
神就开她的心眼。
So God opened her heart.
她就信耶稣了。
And she placed her faith in Jesus Christ.
她全家都信。
And all her household were believed in.
她不但信耶稣。
Not only believe in Jesus.
他要保罗希拉要门徒训练他们
And she wanted Paul and Silas disciple her.
然后要强他们住在他家里
And she persuaded them to stay at her house.
请问好不好啊
Is this nice?
上帝先给他们一些鼓励啊
So God gave them some encouragement first.
保罗跟希拉在那城里碰到两个女人
So Paul and Silas gain two disciples.
No.
Oh, so sorry. Paul and Silas met two women in that city.
第一个女的就是李迪亚。
And the first woman is Lydia.
这个是欢迎他们的女的。
And this is the woman that welcomed them.
他们邀请到她家去。
She invited them to her home.
他们有地方住了。
And they have a place to stay.
他们有一个宣教的基地。
They have a place to share the gospel.
我相信腓立比教会从那里开始。
I believe the Philippian church started from that place.
因为除了吕迪亚以外，还有家里面的人。
Because besides Lydia, also has her members of her household.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters.
我们教会是小组的教会。
Our church is a small group church.
Cell group church.
Cell group church.
我们在家里聚会是很合圣经的。
So when we meet at our homes, it's very biblical.
Church.教会是从家里聚会开始的。
Because church started from home.
好了。
Okay.
神鼓励他们。
So God encouraged them.
又过了几天。
After a few days.
他们又去祷告。
They went to the place of prayer again.
这次仇敌的打击就来了。
Here the enemy attacked them.
他们碰到另外一个人。
They met another person.
请问这个女的是干嘛的？
And what is this girl, what does she do for a living?
她是算命的。
She's a fortune teller.
哇，她有能力啊。
She has power.
她其实是一个奴隶的，是一个奴隶，是一个奴仆的女性。
She was a slave girl.
她每次看到了保罗希拉。
Every time she saw Paul and Silas.
她怎么做啊？
What does she do?
她大叫啊。
She shout.
她说什么？
What did she shout?
这些人是至高神的仆人，对你们传说救人的道。
She shouted, These men are servants of the Most High God who are telling you the way to be saved.
他这个念得很有感情，就是这个样子。你讲一次就够了。
You say once is enough.
哇，他一直讲。
He kept this up for many days.
这个保罗希拉每一次一出去祷告，一看到他又叫，一直叫，一直叫。
Every time Paul go out and she just keeps shouting this.
保罗觉得挺烦的。
Paul was very troubled by this.
他就奉主耶稣的名叫他出去。
He turned around and said to the spirit, "In the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of her."
请问那个鬼有没有出去啊?
Did the evil spirit went out?
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Yes.
你也可以叫鬼出去。
Yes, you can command the spirit to leave.
但是鬼不一定出去。
But the spirit not necessarily leave.
那你要小心一点。
And you have to be careful.
他不出去，他还要攻击你。
If he does, the spirit doesn't leave, he can attack you.
那个悲女她就得自由了。
So the slave girl was free from this evil spirit.
但是她的老板们可不自由啊。
But her master weren't happy about it.
他们非常生气。
They were very angry.
因为这个小女孩，这个女人本来帮他们赚钱，很多人来说，哎呀，你讲讲我们今年应该做什么？她说你应该这样这样。哇，十块。
Because the slave girl earned a lot of money by fortune telling.
现在那个鬼一出去，什么都没有了。
So when the evil spirit leaves, she cannot.Fortune telling anymore, so no income coming in.
这个女人的这个老板他们很生气啊。
So the slave girl's master was very angry.
他们就把保罗希拉就揪着他，英文中文字讲得好，揪着他们。
So they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace.
问中文揪是怎么样叫揪？问一下 Winnie， 揪是怎么样？怎么样是揪的？啊，这样子啊。厉害厉害，他们就把他抓了，就抓到官府去了。
So they dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities.
然后就跟他们说，这几个两个人是来这边捣蛋的。
So they said, these men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice.
要讲那么多吗？
It's biblical.
那个官长也没有调查。
So the magistrate didn't even do an investigation.
也没有询问他们。
Didn't even ask them.
他们怎么做？
What did they do?
剥了衣服用棍子就打。
So they stripped them and beat them.
然后就把他们关到内牢里面。
And thrown them into jail.
然后还加上木狗，就脚上还倒链子。
And also shackled their feet.
如果发生在你身上，你会怎么反应？
If this happened on you, well, how would you respond? How would you have this responded?
你会说等一等。
You would say, "Hey, wait a minute."
我要跟我的律师通话。
Hey, I need to call my lawyer.
没有律师。
There's no lawyer back then.
吕迪亚都不知道他们跑哪去了。
Lydia doesn't even know what happened to Paul and Silas.
这两个人一出去，怎么到现在都没回来？
They left our home and never returned. What happened to them?
弟兄姊妹们啊。
Brothers and sisters.
有时候传福音啊，在人看很惨的。
Sometimes sharing the gospel is very hard.
你看到这惨不惨啊？
You see the situation was pretty hard.
那个棍子打下去很痛的。
When they beat you with that stick, it hurts.
他们是不是就放弃了？
Did Paul and Silas give up?
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
我下面讲着，我看他翻不翻得出来哦。最后的扭转乾坤，神国大得胜。
There was a turnaround of the situation.
And the ultimate victory.
An ultimate victory from this.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这里是最精彩的一段。
This is the most exciting part.
如果你前面都在睡觉，现在该醒了。
If you are sleeping before this, please wake up.
你看到没有？
Did you see here?
监狱照理是一个最黑暗的地方。
In prison is the darkest place.
半夜也是最黑的时候。
And midnight is also the darkest time.
就在那最黑暗的地方，最黑暗的时刻。
So in this darkest moment, in the darkest place.
非常奇妙的。
Very interesting.
保罗跟希拉在那边祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God.
我就想问大家一个问题。
I want to ask everyone a question.
他们到底在赞美什么？是打得不够吗？还赞美？
What are they praising about? About not being beaten enough?
请问。
May I ask?
这个非常重要一个问题。
This is a very important question.
他到底赞美什么？
What are they praising about?
请这边的弟兄姊妹回答。
Brothers and sisters, please respond from this side.
中英文、法文都可以。
Any language is okay.
他们赞美什么？
What are they praising about?
Very good.
God is with them.
好，还有。
Also.
这边。
This side. They were.
是为了主而受逼迫。
They were being persecuted for Jesus' sake.
还有。
There's more. So they thank the Lord that the Lord brought them into the prison so they can share the gospel there.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我跟你讲,
I tell you,
我们神的其中一个名字叫做 Wonderful Counselor, 叫做奇妙的测试。
Another name for our God is God, it's our Wonderful Counselor.
因为他的思想高超啊。
Because his thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
你不要那么快说倒霉倒霉。
Don't quickly say, oh, I'm so unlucky.
从来没有倒霉。
Never unlucky.
他们进到监狱里面了。
When they enter into the prison,
就做 prison ministry.
They did prison ministry.
就在监狱里面。
Right in the prison.
我跟你讲。
I tell you,
在监狱里面从来没有敬拜赞美的。
In prison, there's no prison worship.
现在是现在的，在美国，他有教牧那些，有那个监狱牧才有这样的聚会，但是在古代没有的。
In the ancient time, there's no prison worship in the prison. Right now, they have prison ministry in the prison that they do have that.
你听到在监狱里都是咒骂的声音。
So in prison, all you hear is the cursing words.
还有人被鞭打的声音。
And the people being prisoner being beaten,
痛苦的声音。
It's the sounds of pain.
那天晚上。
But that night,
人类历史上第一次。
But in human history, the first time,
听到有人在监狱里面敬拜赞美。
There were people praise and worship in the prison.
圣经这边讲说，圣经没有讲，我就看到神的同在来到那里。
I see God's presence coming to that place.
神在天上看到这个事情。
When God saw this situation from heaven,
他就震动整个腓立比市。
So he shook the whole city.
表面上是那个监狱被震动。
On the surface, it seemed like it's only the prison that got shaken.
这边说那个监狱的根基都动了。
It says that the foundation of the prison were shaken.
表示说这个很大的一个震动。
So it was a very a great shaking.
所有的监门都开了。
So the prison doors flew open.
所有里面的每一个囚犯的锁链都开了。
Every prisoner's chains came loose.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
这是不是有一个代表意思啊？你翻译啊。
Isn't there a symbolic meaning here?
是不是在腓立比监狱里面所有的囚犯他们的所有锁链都断开了。
So all the shackles were unshackled in this prison.
弟兄姊妹，仔细听我讲这个。
Brothers and sisters, listen to me carefully.
我觉得神要你们听这个话。
I think God wants you to hear this word.
这些年你们很多人去传福音。
So many of you have been sharing the good news with many people.
还没有看到那些人回转。
You haven't seen any results yet.
不要灰心。
Do not be discouraged.
如果保罗和希拉那天在监狱里面说不干了不干了，我们就倒霉啊！哎呀，这边打这样就完了。
If Paul and Silas that night were discouraged and said, "Oh, I'm so unlucky," forget it.
他们没有。
They did not give up.
我告诉你们真正的原因，他们为什么在监狱里可以赞美。
I can tell you the true reason why they were able to praise and worship God in prison.
因为他们知道，他们最后在监狱呢，完全是在神的掌控之下。
Because they know they are in prison, it's under the rule of God.
是不是啊？
Is that right?
因为神叫他们不要在小亚细亚传道。
Because God told them not to go to Asia Minor.
神要他们往西边走。
God wanted them to go westward.
他们就来到这个城。
So they came to this place.
他们就好好的去做。
So they just be faithful in what God has assigned them.
看到一个人被鬼附的，就把他赶出去。
So if you see a demon-possessed girl, just cast out the demons.
就没想到赶出去鬼以后自己被抓进来。
So didn't think that they cast out the demon, then they get arrested.
他们感谢赞美主。
But they praise and thank the Lord.
因为他们知道神要做工。
Because they know God is going to do a mighty thing.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你传福音也一样。
When you share the good news, the same thing.
这些你也跟那些人传。
All these years you've been sharing with different people.
那个地震要来了。
That shaking is coming. That earthquake is coming.
快要来了。
It's coming soon.
一来了以后，整个监狱的锁链都掉了。
When it comes, all the shackles in prison will be loosened.
下面的故事更让人吃惊。
And the following story is even more exciting.
那个狱卒啊，就管监狱的那个人啊。
The jailer.
他一醒来，他哎呦，这么大地震。
When he woke up from his sleep.
一看，所有的这个门都开了。
He saw all the doors were open.
所有监狱的那个囚犯的锁链都掉了。
All the shackles from the prison and the prisoners were all unshackled.
他想他们都跑了。
He thought they all fled, escaped.
他就立刻要自杀。
So he was going to kill himself.
请问他要自杀的时候,
and May I ask when he was going to kill himself, what happened?
谁救他?
Who rescued him?
保罗跟希拉救他们。
Paul and Silas rescued him.
很可能这个狱卒就当初是负责打他们的那个人。
Perhaps this jailer was the one who beat him up,
beat him up
and put him in prison.
现在保罗就跟他说, 你不要伤害你自己。
So Paul told him, do not harm yourself.
那个狱卒不知道是谁讲的话。
Jailer doesn't know who said that.
因为那时候没有电灯啊。
Because when, at that time there's no electricity, no lights.
非常黑啊。
Very dark.
监狱很黑啊。
In the prison, it's very dark.
所以他就去来照一照一看, 哦, 原来是你们两个。
He called the lights and he said, oh, it's you, Paul and Silas.
所以他就战战兢兢地跪在保罗的面前。
So he fell trembling before Paul and Silas.
问他说，我应该怎么样行才能得救？
He asked them, sir, what must I do to be saved?
神是不是很奇妙啊？
Isn't God wonderful?
保罗希拉也没有跟他说，你要悔改信耶稣。
Paul and Silas didn't tell them, hey, repent and believe Jesus.
他很会演的，非常好。他们就是顺服而已。
They just been obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit.
都被挨打。
So because of the obedience, they got beaten up.
所以保罗就跟他说：“当信主耶稣，你和你一家就必怎么样
？”So Paul and Silas replied, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household."
Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord.
我们真的需要圣灵的大能来。
We need the power of the Holy Spirit to come and work. We not only need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to come into our life. So we can see clearly what is God doing. So it was very beautiful. The jailer brought them into his house. No. He washed their wounds.
然后在监狱里面就替他们施洗。
And then he and his family were baptized in prison.
就在监狱。
Right in prison.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brother and sisters.
什么地方都可以施洗啊。
You can baptize anywhere.
什么地方都可以。
Anywhere people can be baptized.
因为那个狱卒刚刚经历神的大能。
Because the jailer just had a great encounter with God.
一生做狱卒从来没碰过这样的事情。
All his life, he was a jailer and never experienced anything like this.
没有人被打了，这不明不白打了以后还可以赞美神。
He had never seen anybody got beaten up and still can praise and give thanks to God.
还没看到地震那么大，把整个监牢这样改变。
Never experienced a big earthquake that opened up the doors of the prison door.
所以他跟他的全家就受洗信。
So he and his whole household.Believe in Jesus and got saved and got baptized.
邀请保罗希拉到他们家里去吃饭。
So he invited Paul and Silas to go to his house and set a meal before them.
圣经上说他们非常的喜乐。
The Bible said he was filled with joy.
他们说他和全家因为信了上帝都很喜乐。
The Bible said he was filled with joy because he had come to believe in God, he and his whole family.
弟兄姊妹好不好啊?
Brothers and sisters, isn't this great?
当你真正信神的时候,
when you truly believe in God,
你会很喜乐,
you will have great joy.
Amen.
Amen.
这是神最近一直教我的功课。
This is a lesson that God has been teaching me lately.
他说你要因为我而喜乐。
You have to be joyful because of me.
不是因为我给你一些祝福而喜乐。
Because of my blessing that you're joyful.
如果没有祝福就不喜乐了吗?
If you don't have blessing, that means you're not going to be joyful.
在这个旧约里面有一个人叫亚伯拉罕。
In the Old Testament, there's a man called Abraham.
你们有多少人认识亚伯拉罕?
How many of you know Abraham from the Old Testament?
应该通通都认识他。
Okay, you all know him.
他不认识你，你认识他。
He doesn't know you, but you know him.
亚伯拉罕有一次去救他的侄儿罗德。
One time, Abraham went to rescue his nephew Lot.
因为是四王跟五王的征战。
Because there was a war between four kings against the five kings.
当亚伯拉罕救他的侄儿罗德回来以后,
After Abraham rescued Lot and brought him home,
他心里挺害怕的。
He was sort of scared.
因为他是得罪了当地的很多的王，他跟他们征战。
Because he offended many kings in that area.
Because in the warfare. 然后上帝就向他显现。
But God revealed himself to Abraham.
上帝跟他说，你不要害怕。
God said, do not be afraid.
上帝讲了一句很特别的话。
God said to him a very special word.
他说，亚伯拉罕。
Say, Abraham,
你不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
我与你同在。
I am with you.
我是你最大的赏赐。
I am your greatest reward.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我非常喜欢这段。
I love that verse.
请问耶稣是不是你最大的赏赐？
Is Jesus your greatest reward?
跟你旁边说是不是啊？
Ask your neighbor, is Jesus your greatest reward?
弟兄姊妹，不要小看这句话。
Brother and sister, don't look down this verse, this word.
很多人说，如果神给我这个、这个、这个，我就很开心了。
Many people said, if God give me this and this and this, I'll be very happy.
神帮助我这个回答、回应我这个祷告，我就很满足了。
If God answer this prayer, I'll be very satisfied.
你应该说我已经很满足了。
You should say, I'm already very satisfied.
因为我有主耶稣基督。
Because I have Lord Jesus Christ.
如果你有主耶稣基督还不满足，表示你对他不认识。
If you have Lord Jesus Christ, you're not satisfied. That means you don't know him.
我们从这里学到什么功课呢？
What lessons do we learn from this scripture?
这个要往上打一点啊。第一个要专心寻求神的带领。
First of all, is to seek the Lord's guidance with all our heart.
我们前面已经讲过了。
We have just said.
那个神的带领，陈宇把那个功课往上移一下啊，好，谢谢。你还没动。神的带领每一次不太一样。
God's guidance is different every time.
他有时候一样，有时候不一样。
Sometimes the same, sometimes not.
但是我们要专心的寻求他的带领。
But we need to seek His guidance with all our heart.
怎么样能专心呢？
How can we be focused?
我就想问大家，怎么样能专心
？How can we be focused in our seeking?
在箴言书那边有讲到说，你要专心仰赖耶和华。
In Proverbs 3:5-6 talks about trust the Lord with all your heart.
不可依靠自己的聪明。
Do not lean on your own understanding.
我们常常依靠自己的 understanding.
Many times we lean on our own understanding.
所以我们就不能专心。
So we cannot focus.
他说在你一切所在你所行一切事上都要依靠他。
In all your ways, acknowledge him.
他就要指引你的路。
He'll make your path straight.
他说不要自以为有智慧。
Do not be wise in your own eyes.
要敬畏耶和华，远离恶事。
Fear the Lord and flee from evil.
我们要等候神，寻求神，就必须要远离恶事。
We want to wait upon the Lord. We need to.Flee from evil.
第二个功课，我们学习要学习立刻的顺服。
Secondly, we need to have instant obedience. Practice instant obedience.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
保罗、希拉看到那个异象以后，他们立刻就去。
So when Paul saw that vision, the Macedonians calling vision, they obeyed immediately. They left for Macedonia.
有些基督徒他们说，好久没有听见神的声音。
Many Christians say, "Oh, I haven't heard God's voice for a long time."
我一直祷告寻求神，一直听不到他的声音。
I keep praying and seeking God's will, and I don't hear from Him.
弟兄姊妹，我跟你讲很简单。
Brothers and sisters, it's very simple.
你上一次听到神跟你讲什么
？Did you remember the last time God said to you what God said to you?
你有没有做
？Did you do it?
你没有做，就赶快去做上一次的。
If you haven't done it, you need to obey that first.
你上一次的他给你的指示你做了以后他就会告诉你下一步要做什么
After you obey his voice from last time then he'll tell you the next step
Amen
Amen
求神帮助我们
May the Lord help us
当他启示你该怎么做你就立刻去做
When he reveal his will to you you need to have instant obedience
第三个学习就是传福音是一个属灵的征战
Thirdly evangelism is a spiritual warfare
必须靠圣灵的大能方能得胜
Victory can be secured only through the power of the Holy Spirit
当保罗到腓立比
When Paul went to Philippi,
他不只是面对那些不信的人而已
he doesn't only face the unbelievers.
我就想问你一个问题
I need to ask you a question.
你看，当他把那个邪灵从那个使女身上赶出去
when he cast out the evil spirits from that slave girl,
这是一个好事啊
this is a good thing.
可是那个使女的老板觉得这是坏事
but the master, the slave girl, thought this was a bad thing.
然后他就把他们 揪到官府去。
So they dragged them to the magistrates.
然后官府人也不审判，立刻就打他们。
And the magistrates didn't even investigate, immediately stripped them and beat them.
你觉得这是不是很黑暗呢？
You think this is very dark?
但是你不能只用一个人世间理性来看这件事。
But you cannot use man's reason to see this thing.
因为这个后面是一个黑暗的权势，他不让这个城市臣服于耶稣基督。
Because this behind this whole thing, there are dark powers holding the city, so that the gospel cannot be preached.
所以他们就要把保罗、希拉关起来，不准他们。
So they want to imprison Paul and Silas, so they cannot spread the gospel.
但是他们靠着神的大能、圣灵的大能。
But they depend on the mighty power of the Holy Spirit.
他们就可以赞美。
They can praise and thank God.
神就震动整个监狱。
So God shook the whole prison.And the jailer came to the Lord. The whole house would believe in Jesus Christ. And became the second home for the Philippian church. Praise and thank the Lord. We need to learn. We need to practice. We need to share the good news. That's not depend on our good ideas.It's not depend on our arguments, debates. In a little bit, we'll divide into small groups and we'll discuss about this problem. This question. We're going to partake the Lord's Supper. Someone go and invite the children to come.
我们那个圣餐是神主耶稣跟我们所立的约。
The Lord's Supper is a covenant between the Lord Jesus and us.
这也是保罗跟希拉出去宣教所传的福音。
And this is also the good news that Paul and Silas went to Greece to share.
因为神爱世人。
Because God loves the world.
主耶稣在最后的晚餐。
In the Last Supper of Jesus,
他设立用这个饼跟这个杯。
He used the bread and cup.
这个饼是代表主耶稣的身体为你为我舍的。
The bread symbolizes his body broken for you.
这个杯代表主耶稣的血为我们所流的。
The cup represents his blood shed for you.
我们领受这个饼跟这个杯。
As we partake this bread and cup,
我们是纪念主耶稣基督的死。
We remember the death of Jesus Christ.
直到他再次回来。
Until he comes back again.
我们就是邀请我们当中已经重生得救受洗的弟兄姊妹们。
We invite the brothers and sisters who have placed their faith in Jesus Christ and had been baptized.
你们到前面来拿一个饼，拿一个杯。
You can come forward and get a bread and a cup.
然后回到你的位置上。
And then you can return to your seat.
然后就站在你的位置上。
And you can remain standing.
为你的饼跟杯感谢神。
Give thanks to the Lord for the cup and the bread.
也求神赦免我。
And also ask Jesus to forgive our sins. So when we take this bread and cup, we will not we will not offend God by unconfessed sins. From the last row, you can come up. From the last row, you can come up and take the cup and the bread.
到你座位上的时候就开始为自己祷告。
You can pray as you stay in your seat.
安静的时间。
A time of quietness.
求神赦免我们的罪。
May the Lord forgive our sins.
也为这饼杯献上感谢。
And also give thanks to the cup and the bread.
这饼献上感谢。
We give thanks for this bread.
这是代表主耶稣的身体为我们舍的。
This symbolizes Jesus' body broken for us.
因为他所受的鞭伤。
Because of his stripes,
我们得医治。
We are healed.
因为他所受的苦难。
Because of his suffering,
能够真正的安慰我们。
Can comfort us.
能够解救我们。
Can deliver us.
We
give thanks for this bread.
来领受这饼。这个杯是指主耶稣为我们所流的宝血。
This cup symbolizes the blood of Jesus that was shed for us.
因为他所流的宝血。
Because of the blood he has shed.
我们的罪能得到洁净。
Our sins were cleansed.
我们的罪疚感就离开了。
Our sins were forgiven.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord and thank the Lord.
我们存着感恩的心在领受这个杯。
Let's take this cup with a thankful heart.
主耶稣啊。
Dear Lord Jesus.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们爱你。
We love you.
因为你先爱我
Because you first loved us.
你完全放下你自己
You gave him, you emptied yourself.
你来到这世界
You came to this world.
经历所有的苦难
You went through all kinds of suffering.
你却得胜
But you have victory over all.
最后为我死在十字架上
You died for me on the cross.
我非常感谢你
I am extremely grateful.
你为我而死
You died for me.
我要为你而活
I want to live for you.
完全为你而活
Completely live for you.
我要专心地寻求你
I want to singly minded to pursue you.
我要立即地顺服你
I want to instantly be obedient to you.
我要靠着圣灵的大能积极地传福音
I want to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit to spread the good news.
奉主耶稣的名求
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请坐。